1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Mark Remillard. Survivors of the deadly wildfire in Maui returning to their burned-out homes. ABC's Whit Johnson is there.
I've been communicating with a few families who do plan to go back to that Lahaina neighborhood if they can get through. The governor said if they present ID at the checkpoint, they will be allowed to see what's left of their homes. And in fact, we did see a long line of cars of people already trying to get in.
Authorities say the death toll has climbed to 67. Attorney General Merrick Garland appointing David Weiss as special counsel in the investigation into President Biden's son Hunter's business dealings. Weiss has already been leading the investigation. Bail revoked for disgraced cryptocurrency executive Sam Bankman-Fried. Prosecutors say Bankman-Fried was trying to discredit a trial witness and taint the jury pool when he shared documents with the New York Times. Bankman-Fried has already filed a notice of appeal. A federal judge limiting the scope of what former President Trump can say about the election conspiracy case against him. This is ABC News. Police in Michigan say it was an unfortunate case of wrong place, wrong time, but the father of a black child who was handcuffed by a white officer outside his home says no way.
Photos posted by Lansing, Michigan PD show a suspected car thief and the 12-year-old boy they handcuffed Thursday in a parking lot, both with same color shirt and shorts. In video posted by C.K. Lewis via WLNS-TV, Michael Bernard, the father, shouted at police from a sidewalk and at the person taking the video.
My son come down to the end of the garbage.
More cops show up. After discussion, the boy is released. His dad says it can't be wrong place, wrong time. His son lives there. How's it the wrong place? Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A Nebraska judge rejecting an effort to block a ban on abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy and restrictions on gender-affirming care. The judge sided with the state and allowed the law to remain in effect. Challengers say they plan to appeal. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. You've heard the word a lot lately, but what does it mean to be arraigned? The Department of Justice describes it as the first court appearance for someone facing criminal charges. A judge reads those charges, then the accused enters a plea. At the end of an arraignment, a trial date is set, along with bond. And depending on the severity of the charges, the judge can add conditions to take away the defendant's weapons or passport before being released. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy.
Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, I'm calling this one a Football Friday edition. Normally we air the grievances.
Yeah, man.
You want to hear my grievance? I'm gonna lead with
Football
the grievance.
Friday. You're already laying it out there, Crudy. I bet it has something to do with football.
It does. It absolutely does. Here's the great news. The NFL preseason, at least in regards to the Packers, starts today, man.
Wow, that's too soon.
Not really. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for football. Are you ready for some football, Dom?
No, it's still like summertime, man. It's still baseball season.
Well, we will also have Brewers right here on the Civic Media Network starting 7:10 first pitch. Dom, we're going to get interrupted a little later in this big show by the Brewers pregame coverage. But worse than that, worse still, right now, you cannot hear us on WRJN because
what?
We've been preempted for Packer preseason pregame show, Dom.
So I know you're very excited about the sports package.
I am. That part is true.
I mean, you've been a big part of that, Crudy. Well done, sir. But did you know when you were doing those deals that they're going to cut us out, man?
I had not realized that the Packers would have one Friday night game that would start treading on our territory, Dom. I might have turned the Packers back. No, can't do it.
No, I know.
We don't want the team, you know, because that Cincinnati Bengals game is going to interrupt with our, you know, interrupt what we're trying to do here. We'll get to the politics in a minute. I was just going to look it up. The Packers. Here's how to watch the Packers preseason opener. The Packers TV network in Wisconsin. The NFL Plus. This all sounds very problematic, Tom. Or, better plan, listen to the Packers on the 1400 AM, especially those of you in the Milwaukee marketplace. If you're in southwestern Wisconsin, you know WRCO is where to go. In Richland Center, 100.9. But those that are new to us and those listening on WAUK, 540 AM, do me a favor, a little exercise right now, since we're being preempted by this Packer preseason pregame. Do yourself a favor. Turn the greatest radio show off. Greatest radio show ever up. Turn us off and go check it out. See how the Packer pregame show sounds on Civic Media. I'm a little envious. And then come back right away. You got like 2 minutes. Go listen to a little pregame show and then come.
Your sports background, check us out. Rudy, and your love of the sports. I'm surprised you didn't somehow write yourself in to be, you know, go do the Packer pregame yourself, man.
Well, Wayne Larrivee didn't want to step aside for me.
Okay.
I'm also asking Matt LePay because on WRJN and a number of the civic media stations, we're also your Badgers affiliate. But tonight, specifically, we got Packers pregame. They're playing the Cincinnati Bengals immediately after this fine radio program, Dom. 6 o'clock kickoff. And again, Brewers on many of these stations, including WISS, WRCE, et cetera, et cetera. They've got first pitch at 7:10. Can't believe the Brewers are kind of programming a Packer pregame show. How dare they?
It actually matters.
The Brewers are in first place by 2.5 games. You know that, Tom? You know, we're talking about our first place Milwaukee Brewers. They haven't even been playing that great in the last 10. They're like 5-5, and they're up 2.5 on the Cubs and the Reds. And tonight, they play the Southsiders. That's the Chicago White Sox for the uninformed. I mean, you, Dom. Southsiders. Well,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah, the White Sox.
Brewers, 7:10 first pitch, WISS, our Brewers flagship, and Packers on WRJN. The pregame show's there right now. So, Dom, almost feel like we got to lead some sports. Work it in.
More sports? Is that a Friday? My Friday grievance is too many sports. All right, what do you? Let's go there. We're talking about it. I get it. What's the sports lead?
Here's the other part. If you go over and you tune in 1400 AM and make this your listening habit, because we are the AM home of the Green Bay Packers in your Milwaukee media market. You know, the other guys that had it for 100 years, they spit the bit. They don't have the Packers. Where you and so many others in the Milwaukee, the greater, hell, half the state of Wisconsin, the flagship for 100 years, said, we don't love them anymore. I'm sure it was something like that.
Yeah.
Probably dollars, but I'm going to pretend like they don't love the Packers. But you know who does? Civic Media, WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM. Or if you're down in Kenosha, down in the state line, it'll be beautiful, crystal clear on 98.1 FM. So anyways, Dom, hopefully a few were just giving it a quick listen, just checking it out. Because I need you this entire season to listen to all your Packer broadcast on the AM side, 1400 AM. At least you Milwaukeeans. Give it a try. And then the political lead of sorts, Mississippi Supreme Court slaps down Brett Favre's latest attempt to get out of a welfare fraud lawsuit.
What?
Oh, have the mighty fallen. NFL Hall of Famer Brett Favre will remain as a defendant in a civil lawsuit over millions of dollars of misspent welfare money that was intended for people in poverty, the Mississippi Supreme Court ruled. According to NBC News, the ruling comes after a circuit court judge denied Favre's request to be removed from the lawsuit. I think that's Favre. He then brought his request to the Mississippi Supreme Court. Now, Dom, previous report revealed the millions of federal welfare dollars set aside for the state's poorest people were squandered on other pet projects, some of which Favre supported from 2016 to 19. Favre has not been criminally charged in the scheme. Not yet. But, Dom, attorneys for Mississippi, that'd be the state, say Favre took $1.1 million from the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program for speeches he never made. That's the best kind of no-show job. A $1.1 million no-show to give speeches. I mean, it's not so difficult giving a speech. Why didn't he just give the speeches? Favre repaid that, but he has neither repaid the $1.7 million he arranged for his drug company, Prevectus, P-R-E-V-A-C-U-S, to receive in exchange for giving Nancy Newstock, nor the $5 million he orchestrated the USM Athletic Department to receive for a volleyball facility. Now, his daughter played on the volleyball team at Old Miss. Right. I mean, Favre's got his hand in a lot of enterprises, Tom. Learned well from his golfing companion, Trump, perhaps.
Listen, Mississippi, a poor state, and Mississippi's poorest are the poorest of the poor and in need that help. And this is how Mississippi allocates their funds. And somehow Brett Favre gets himself rolled into this. Let the whole thing play out. Not clear on all the details, but it's certainly not great that the former Packer great Brett Favre dialed into all this stuff, man. I mean, paying back $1.1 million for speeches he never made. So it just seemed money laundering, just paying the guy off. What was the source of money? Why? Who's giving it? I mean, remember when was it Hillary Clinton running and people paying her for speeches? You know what I'm saying? I mean, how much money does Hillary Clinton get for a speech back in the day versus now, right? Well, Brett Favre, what can he possibly say for $1 million, Brett Favre? For real?
Are they paying him by the word? By the letter? As mentioned, Dom, no criminal charges. Now, I went to the original source material here, NBC News. No criminal charges have been brought against Favre, although a former department director and other people have pled guilty to their part in the misspending, they're calling it, Dom. And they're filing in the state Supreme Court. Favre's attorneys argued the Department of Human Services officials and Nancy New, the aforementioned Nancy New, who directed a nonprofit organization with human services contracts, concocted and carried out the scheme, pardon me, to direct welfare money towards a volleyball center, and that Favre was not a part of the effort.
Oh, he wasn't.
But his daughter was on the volleyball team. Attorneys for the state responded that Favre did take $1.1 million in TANF money from Nancy New for speeches he never made. Favre repaid.
Oh, there you go.
We talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Favre's attorneys argued the Department of Human Services is suing the NFL Hall of Famer to deflect from the department's own role in allowing fraud.
Look at the fraud that Brett Favre made us do.
And they filed multiple sets of paper seeking to have him dismissed from the suit. State attorneys wrote in March that Favre's attorneys have given the court a long press release rather than legal arguments and trying to get him out of the lawsuit. The state attorneys wrote in May that the Mississippi Supreme Court does not grant appeals based on whether a defendant is famous or on speculation about the plaintiff's motives or on fact disputes. That's why you have trials.
Right. Let the evidence come out in a trial, in this case, a civil trial. And the jury will decide? What about a criminal trial? I mean, is that the next step for Brett Favre in this? Other people involved? I don't know. But it can't be great for the former Hall of Famer to be in this situation.
Dom, you know what else is not great? Although it's okay. Fair to middling. Being preempted for the Green Bay Packers, Dom, that feels great to say. But being preempted for the pregame show during the preseason.
A lot of pre's, man.
That's a little less exciting to yours truly. You know, our sales team made a hell of an effort. They've been in the Racine, Kenosha market. You know, we've reassigned. People are moving down there just to cover that market because that's where all the great sports are on WRJN. Give us a quick listen. Commercial breaks coming up. Peek over at the Packer pregame on 1400 AM. Southsiders listen on the AM. Come back. Devil's Advocates or more Packer pregame. Either one, you choose.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I've got some cheese curds that I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if
you've got 11 days to spare. Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair? Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin?
There's something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular August 3rd through the 13th.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 61 overnight under mainly cloudy skies. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. High of 80 tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 59. Mid-70s, Sunday turning cooler, Monday with highs in the upper 60s and storms possible. Another look at the short range, lows level off around 61 overnight, high of 80 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 66.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's Friday. We air the grievances on Friday. You can join us at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, did I mention our little state center of the political universe? We got a Republican presidential debate coming here on August 23rd. And we got Joe Biden coming to upstage him on Tuesday. Breaking news. Thank you. Newsman Luke Mathers pointing it out to me. President Joe Biden to visit Milwaukee a week before Republican presidential primary debate. You wonder, will Donald Trump be enticed to come to Milwaukee by the presence of Joe Biden? The actual president, the guy that won in 2020. Anyways,
Trump won. You know it, and I know it.
Get the T-shirt. President Joe Biden will travel to Milwaukee on Tuesday to highlight his administration's efforts to grow the economy, making the trip just 1 week before the nation's top Republicans descend on the city for the GOP's first presidential primary debate. Biden will deliver remarks, and I'd hope to play them out live for you right here on the Civic Media Network, on how Bidenomics is investing in America to grow the economy from the middle out and the bottom up, not the top down, Dom. He is likely to key in on the Wednesday anniversary of the Inflation Reduction Act, which made record investments in clean energy. And while it's not immediately clear where in Milwaukee Biden plans to speak, you can come down to the studios. We'd make room for you, sir. Not exactly clear where Biden planned to speak or if he would make other stops in the state. The White House did not provide additional details on the trip. We'll update you when they update us. The stop notably, Dom, notably, yeah, comes just over a week before thousands of Republicans are expected to flood Milwaukee. We'll be filthy with GOP malfeasance, Dom, in Milwaukee for the GOP's first presidential primary debate set for August 23rd. Most of the party's top candidates are expected to attend, but it remains unclear whether your guy, former President Donald Trump, seen as Biden's most likely opponent, will be on the stage. You say he will not be. I'm still betting that he will, because he's just a narcissist. And he's got the opportunity to go steal the spotlight. Not going to let Uncle Joe Biden steal your spotlight, are you, Trump?
I don't know, man. We'll see. Yes, I do not think he'll come to Milwaukee for the debate. But, you know, until it happens, we don't know. The reporting continues at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Again, Joe Biden coming next Tuesday to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Now, while Tuesday's stop isn't billed as a campaign event, it does signal a heightened focus on Wisconsin for Biden as he seeks a second term in 2024. Just last week, Vice President Kamala Harris traveled to Pleasant Prairie to tout the administration's broadband efforts before heading north to Milwaukee for two campaign fundraising events. a perennial swing state, Wisconsin, expected to play a pivotal role in the 2024 presidential election and could indeed be the tipping point state that pushes the winner past the finish line. Wisconsin is among four states, including Arizona, Georgia, and Nevada, listed as toss-ups by election handicapper Sabato's Crystal Ball. The Biden administration's recent visit in Wisconsin are part of a larger push from the White House to tout what it sees as its successes over the past 3 years. Administration officials have highlighted a number of bills passed last Congress, including the Inflation Reduction Act and the CHIPS and Science Act, aimed at boosting domestic manufacturing as key achievements. On Friday, Biden's chief of staff told a small group of reporters that the administration has a story to tell to voters and will continue to try to make the public aware of the Biden administration's accomplishments. I think we have to make it a real and tell the story, because historic legislation is fantastic, but it's conceptual. Here, this is changing people's lives, and that's why we need to be on the ground and be comfortable being repetitive about how this is making people's lives better. Bidenomics, man, they're owning it. Those Republicans are all mad. Oh, Brandon, he took Brandon and made dark Brandon. That's terrible. Oh, Bidenomics, he's taking Bidenomics. Yeah, he's taking all the trash you're given and making it his.
Dominic, you know, I heard you mention on the ground, the hard work. We should be working a little harder this weekend. Iowa State Fair is going on. DeSantis is on the ground right now. You sent me a little Twitter. Apparently a few protesters showed up at a DeSantis little press function, and they basically were blowhorning at him, go back to Florida. And then some, you know, red hat wearing, you know, you'd say a Trump loving, but they were at a DeSantis rally, but the same sort of fascist tendencies, got up in this protester's face, and then she starts, get the F out of my face through the blowhorn. Only she's laying it all on. It wasn't for FCC. Can't play it for broadcast.
Unfortunately, we could edit it, but who's got the time? We did tweet it out. You can check it out on the Devil's Advocates Twitter page at Devil Radio. But I get it. Okay, so they're being loud. They have some great shirts. I mean, obviously, feisty yelling, you know, through this blowhorn. And this older guy, obviously, what I would surmise to be a DeSantis supporter, walks, you know, makes a point to walk directly in front of her at the blowhorn and acts all surprised that she's there with the blowhorn. And then physically, she takes his hand and grabs the blowhorn and shoves it down to the ground, you know, towards her. She's still holding it, but gets it out of his face.
Did it remind you of Scott Walker trying to tear the protester sign out of his hand at the Iowa State Fair summer of 2015, right before he failed as a presidential candidate?
Literally, Scott Walker did that. We got a picture of it somewhere. Should put that one up. That's a good reminder, because this is what these politicians do. They claim to be all about the Constitution, but if you exercise your free speech rights and you're saying things that they don't like, I guess apparently they're not so supportive of your free speech rights. So welcome to Iowa, Ron DeSantis.
We should be there, but, you know, I told you I'd like to get the Jordan Love boat in the water this weekend. Got to get the new boat in. Des Moines seems so far away.
It's been a long week, man. I'm not going to Des Moines. I got a party this weekend. But yes, we will be on the road at some point soon.
Will we be in Milwaukee for Biden on Tuesday?
I'm in Milwaukee all the time. Actually, I was going to be in Madison Tuesday, so we'll have to work on the schedule and see what happens.
I got to think we could amend our schedules modestly to accommodate the sitting president of the United States. Could we not? When he comes to our town, could we be there? Probably.
We'll see. I'll work on the schedule. I'll talk to my wife.
Come back with us. Air your grievances here. It's Friday. We do it up in here. Raise that freak flag at 844-967-2789.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Survivors of the deadly wildfire in Maui returning to their burned-out homes. ABC's Whit Johnson is there.
I've been communicating with a few families who do plan to go back to that Lahaina neighborhood if they can get through. The governor said if they present ID at the checkpoint, they will be allowed to see what's left of their homes. And in fact, we did see a long line of cars of people already trying to get in.
Authorities say the death toll has climbed to 67. Attorney General Merrick Garland appointing David Weiss as special counsel in the investigation into President Biden's son, Hunter's business dealings. Weiss has already been leading the investigation. bail revoked for disgraced cryptocurrency executive Sam Bankman-Fried. Prosecutors say Bankman-Fried was trying to discredit a trial witness and taint the jury pool when he shared documents with the New York Times. Bankman-Fried has already filed a notice of appeal. A federal judge limiting the scope of what former President Trump can say about the election conspiracy case against him. This is ABC News.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Mino and the Mayor.
Johnny brought in a coffee maker because
Keurig.
Yeah. You don't even know how to say it. It doesn't know how to operate.
I know how to use it.
So no, I don't know about that. But it was like, because go make some coffee. Yeah, I go back. He didn't really say that. I said, I'll go make some coffee. I went back there and I just couldn't get, I don't know, it didn't work. And then I came in here because all over my shirt. Because where the hell were you?
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
How many times must we take
Welcome
this
back
disgrace?
To the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a football Friday night. Airing the grievances. We've been preempted for the Packer preseason pregame show. And it sounds sweet back there in the world headquarters, the knock in the back. I got to tell you, I snuck in the back just to hear a little Packer pregame show. And you can hear it too. WRJN 1400 AM. You're allowed to peek and you're allowed to tune in. We've got the Packers for you in Milwaukee, 1400 AM, 99.9 down in Racine, 98.1 in Kenosha. Tell all your friends. Don't listen to the heartless version of the Packers. We got the good version, the Civic Media, the Devil's Advocates version. 1400 AM. Make a note of it. Southsiders listen on the AM, Dom. Also, Dom, wonder, you know, president coming to town on Tuesday, the one that was elected, Joe Biden, excited about that, and he may be here to talk about Bidenomics. Jennifer Rubin, an opinion writer over at the Washington Post, she's got her own little take on this, and I think it plays nicely, and I think the timing of Biden's visit here to the great state of Wisconsin on Tuesday, I think it plays well with this narrative. Dom, focus on the big things, prosperity and democracy. And that's right. Small D democracy. Again, Jennifer Rubin used to be a conservative columnist, now just labeled columnist. Voters can get easily sidetracked, especially when one party is devoted to creating fake scandals and loony conspiracies, infuriated by right-wing outlets' determination to rationalize and minimize the conduct of defeated and thrice-indicted former President Donald Trump, question mark? Exasperated by the wholly dishonest effort to create a Hunter Biden story where none exist? You're not alone. And in parenthetical, she writes, if it is any comfort, the Greek chorus of delusional right-wingers only makes the GOP more likely to nominate a thoroughly unelectable presidential candidate. I think she means Trump, Dom.
I think she does.
Now, this week's newsletter, she talks about her newsletter, but here's what caught her eye. The economy is solid even as Fitch drops a stitch. Bloomberg columnist Tyler Cowen's headline said it all. The U.S. economy is great. Stop worrying about it. Despite the utterly perplexing decision by Fitch credit rating entity to downgrade the United States bond rating, a move greeted with sharp criticism from economic experts, forecasters, and informed investors, the U.S. economy remains remarkably robust. Here's a quote, Tom. The latest employment report from the Labor Department shows job growth held steady last month, boosting hopes that the Federal Reserve may be able to curb inflation without triggering a sharp jump in unemployment. Now, Dom, weren't we supposed to be in the midst of a recession by now? I mean, didn't all the forecasters see it? Nothing but doom and gloom coming down the pikes. But somehow, Bidenomics not only softened the blow, it's turned it into what a booming jobs economy.
Well, hopefully it's a soft landing, Curdy. That's the whole point. Continuing on here, the U.S. employers added 187,000 jobs in July. And while growth, job growth has moderated, it hasn't come close to stalling, even after the Fed raised rates, interest rates to the highest level in 22 years. The result, unemployment is down to 3.5%, with the share of people in their prime working years who are in the labor force growing, and wage growth continue to outstrip inflation.
Don't tell CJ.
Rubin goes on to write, whether you credit the Biden administration, the Federal Reserve, or the resilience of American capitalism, the results should quiet recession hysterics. When it comes to the economy, Republicans certainly have little to complain about, which is why they have reverted to 24/7 scandal mongering. Didn't they promise a tax plan? Haven't seen it. For now, their main quote unquote contribution, Crudy, to economic policy is a plot. Is to plot a government shutdown in October.
What a benefit that'll be for the American people.
Won't it, though? If the economy historically has been the main concern for voters, a comparison of the Biden economy and the mess he inherited will rebound to the Democrats' benefit in 2024. Even if Republicans have no spine, the rest of us have common sense. It's like we've been taken over by a deranged, masochistic demolition squad. A comment on the mega Republican Party? No. That observation comes from respected Israeli journalist and author David Horowitz. He's going on to the talking about Israel right-wing government. If they discovered a collective backbone, they might save the nation. I think we're getting kind of off topic here with Jennifer Rubin. So anyway, point being, and I think it is important, and I'm glad that she brought it up and with the president coming to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Yeah, the devastation that has been predicted, the economic troubles, they're not there. And that's good. Everybody should be happy about that. Could things be better? Sure, things can always be better. Could they be a hell of a lot worse? Absolutely. Just remember what the circumstances were with the last administration. So, yeah, and they did. I mean, there is a list, as touted in the reporting of the Journal Sentinel, the CHIPS Act, the Inflation Reduction Act. They've done things, this administration and the efforts in Congress. So those are things to discuss and talk about. And I think it needs to be reiterated and reminded and restated. And you tell them once and you tell them again and you tell them again, because that is the reality. These are the facts. We could have been in a whole lot of different places than we are right now. And the fact that we're not is a great, great selling point for this administration.
Remember when Obama was the president and the GOP had effectively crashed the economy under George W. Bush. Remember? Lehman Brothers crashed.
Yes.
The mortgage markets crashed. What did he tell us to do after 9/11? Go borrow money against our house and spend money, right? Those were easy money policies, and they led to something of a disaster. And then Barack Obama got elected. And I mean, if I recall, even John McCain acknowledged he wasn't really up to the task, not managing the U.S. economy. But then what did they do? They just railed on the fact, where are the jobs, Mr. Obama? Remember John Boehner, then Speaker of the House, between belts of bourbon. Where are the jobs, Mr. President? And then they had, what, historic 75, 76 months
of 75 unbroken straight months of job growth, yes.
Job growth. And during the course of that, Barack Obama once gave a speech, a little off the cuffer. And I remember he said, you know, here's the problem with Republicans. First and foremost, they crashed the bus. They crashed the economy into the ditch. And then they yell at me as I'm cleaning up the mess. Hurry up and back it up quicker. Hurry up and solve the problem quicker. You know, most of their complaints are not founded in reality, but now we can do a little exercise right now at 844-967-2789. You can call us. It's Friday. We allow you to air the grievances, even if you're Lou from Cudahy. Welcome back, Lou. What do you got for us?
Hey, Lou. Hello, sweethearts. Always good to talk to the left. Hey, I was just, you know, I always, whenever I call, I like to tell you facts, because facts matter.
I love the facts. Lay it on me, man.
Well, here's some stuff from Mr. Ashwin Vasan. He's the head of the New York City Health Commission. This guy sent a letter out to all of the doctors in the area, and he tells them that there's been a spike in tuberculosis and polio. And that's because the people, all those 50,000 illegals, let's say they got sent to New York City, they travel through countries that have high incidence of tuberculosis. 88% of the TB cases are in people born outside the U.S.
Are they mostly preventable with vaccinations, Lou? Because I hear we've had a real dump in the number of vaccinations since Trump was the president. Like people suddenly became anti-vaccine, even though it was his plan, Warp Speed, right? But is it perhaps we're more vulnerable for lack of vaccinations, Lou, as well? I'm not saying they're not catching it during their long commute.
Well, what's going to change the envelope is the fact that Biden has allowed 6 million illegals since he took office.
Didn't Reagan amnesty like 11 million of them, Lou? I mean, hasn't this kind of been the history of America?
Well, we're talking about today's United States, not back then.
Come on, Lou, you can't talk about
today. Well, inflation means going up.
The past, man. Migrants having inactive tuberculosis.
Is that your major concern right now in Cudahy, Lou? Someone's going to walk up from Central America and give you tuberculosis? That's what keeps you up at night?
I think you should be concerned because your nieces and nephews are going to have those that visited upon them when they go to public schools. It's bad enough in New York City, so much so that the New York Post reports that local charter schools have increased their rolls by 18%. That's 20,000 students.
Lou, I got to tell you, man, I don't care what's happening right now in terms of cases of tuberculosis in New York City charter schools. You're just not moving the needle with that grievance, man. We're going to keep moving down the list.
Well, and
844-967-2789. Yes,
I get it. And yes, those things can happen. And if that's the fact, and that's what the Health Commission in New York said, okay, Lou. But are you concerned then also about malaria and leprosy in Florida? You know what I'm saying, Lou? Because that's happening right now too. Leprosy. Malaria, man, in Florida. Do you think that has anything to do with, as Crudy mentioned, you know, this anti-vax mentality? I think it might. And that's a Republican governor down there, right? With all the Republican-esque, hell, he's the one, he's shipping migrants that aren't even in Florida to New York. You know what I'm saying, Lou? So while I hear what you're saying, and thank you for the call and the grievance, and yes, we should be very careful, and people make sure you get your vaccinations. But it also goes on other things in the health arena in Florida under DeSantis. And that doesn't seem to bother you nearly as much. I'm wondering why.
You know, Dom.
844-967-2789.
Our frequent flyer friend, Jeff, says, what's that got to do with the price of tea in China? My mom used to ask me that. Like if I said it, you know, mom, what's this got to do with that? She said, what's that got to do with the price of tea in China? And then I thought Jeff was insulting us. He said, F Lou. But for a moment, I thought he said F you.
Oh, right. I got it.
Thank
you.
God I looked a little closer. I might have shook a fist at you, Jeff.
But it is Friday. We air the grievances, and it can be about anything. Lou's apparently very concerned about, you know, what, the health commissioner and statements in New York. So thank you, Lou. Let's keep going. Who we got next? Tom from Grafton. You will be next. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, Tom.
Hi, guys. I have a question, and I've got a, I don't know if you say a complaint, but I see you guys have AM 1150 now out of Racine or is that Kenosha, but
1400 AM 1400. They're playing the Packers on that station tonight. You can listen to Tom. I think it gets all the way to Grafton.
I'd have to go on my on the phone to get that. Anyways, wasn't there a guy on the radio named Alu or Gally?
Yep.
Who used to be down there?
Yep.
Is he still involved there at all, or is he completely gone?
He was on a different station, but he is soon going to be with Civic Media. We've been waiting all summer to roll out the Lou Ragani show. And Lou is a new friend of mine. I met Lou a couple months ago. Lou is 83 years young. He is a... They asked Lou when he got canned from his last job. They're like, Lou, are you going to retire? And Lou said, I'm a broadcaster. I'm going to die at the microphone. And that's what I would hope to do as well, or at least see Dom pass at some point during our... So I could have one day of unfettered speech on the radio. But no, Lou Ragani's joining our team. He's going to be the morning host on Racine Kenosha, 6 to 8 a.m. And he also has this little thing he does, music for the stars, music.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to do that for us Sunday mornings as well, 7 to noon.
Oh, I miss it.
So, Tom, you can look forward to that, man. And
okay,
if you check over on the 1400 a.m., you can hear the Packer pregame show. Packers kicking off on 1400 a.m., WRJN Racine Kenosha, man, 6 p.m. We're the Packer pregame show, Tom.
Last 30 seconds, Tom. Any other thoughts?
Yeah. I don't like the commercials with the guy on Saturday morning. I mean, at noon where they talk about the roaches and then he drinks a soda. I just don't like them. They're gross. Those
Charlie Barron's talking about the cockroaches.
Yeah.
We're going to have to ask Charlie's team to freshen up the palmetto bug eating the salmonella. Come back with us. And hey, sentiment that Charlie would join us in. Not only do the Bears still suck, but F the Bears and hi to your parents. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. Charlie plays at noon across the Devil's Radio, Civic Media Network.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos, chicken on a stick, deep-fried old-fashioned, or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg
right
now. I'm
choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows around 61 overnight under mainly cloudy skies. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, 80. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 59. Mid-70s, Sunday turning cooler. Monday, with highs in the upper 60s and storms possible. Once again, lows level off around 61 overnight. Highs reach 80 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 65.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Think you know politics? Again, welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
We're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. Taking your calls, airing the grievances at 844-967-2789.
Dom, just a little over an hour to the Packers kickoff on WRJN. That's the newest Civic Media station, Racine, Kenosha. We've also got our favorite Southwestern Wisconsin station, WRCO, playing the Packers there as well. And the newest one, Dom, Park Falls, Q98 FM. We'll tell you about that next week. That's also a Packers affiliate, though. You can listen in the Northwoods, all the way up in the Minocqua, all the way up to the UP Dam on 98.3 FM. Packers, Packers, Packers. 844-967-2789. I love the Football Friday. Jerry Berry from Racine. Welcome, Jerry. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jerry.
You're just very excited to listen to your station. I'm a tourist. I'm from the People's Republic of Illinois, but I had some more job this afternoon and evening. And just stumbled out of your station, you know, driving around, and I'm very gratified to hear what I think is rational radio commentary on the left-hand side of the dial, and just want to say keep up the good work. I mean, you guys are killing me. I actually remember history, know some economic facts. What's up with that? But keep up the good work, and I got to see how far the signal goes south, you know, when I return to the other side of the Cheddar Curtain.
Well, here's the good news, Jerry. Yeah. If you're going south, take us with on the 5:40 a.m., and you'll get us all the way down to Chicago.
Well, that's what I'm listening to right now, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we've also got our Packers affiliate down there at 1400. That's the one we keep bragging about because we've got Packers tonight, Jerry.
I'm always a Packers fan when I'm not a Bears fan.
Well, we'll try not to hold that against you, Jerry.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm from Illinois. What the hell, you know. Hey, yes, play your cards right, and we'll see Door in Ozaukee County. Take care. Thanks for your time.
Thank Bye-bye. You. I heard Ozaukee thank you, Paul, County.
I appreciate that.
Not much other
Thorn,
than
Ozaukee
that.
County. Yeah, I don't know. Thank you, Jerry. You never know when you get new callers. You know, I was waiting for the bomb to drop. But Jerry, very, very, very complimentary. We do appreciate it. 844-967-2789.
Perhaps we're making new friends, Dom. What's not to like?
I know. I love new friends, man.
Devils.
These old friends, you know, they get old after a while. I've been on you for like 30 years, man.
Do you realize it's probably been a little more than 30 years now?
Time flies when you're having
Our
fun.
Our friendship is almost older than my boat.
Crudy, the grievances. The grievances. I got one.
You got one?
Throw out there. I got one.
And this How's this goes, different than your other complaining days
well,
of the week?
This goes to my point of what we're in for next year when the RNC comes to town. Because this year, of course, we have the debate coming up. And Rory Lenine reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Moms for Liberty, a group designated by the Southern Poverty Law Center as an extremist anti-government organization, is planning a town hall with presidential candidates at 10 a.m. August 23rd at the Italian Community Center in Milwaukee.
Let's go.
The Republican presidential debate that night. Moms for Liberty co-founder Tiffany Justice told the Journal Sentinel on Thursday she expected four presidential candidates to attend the town hall, but she has not named them. Justice said Moms for Liberty members from across Wisconsin will be asking questions at the event titled Giving Parents a Voice. Moms for Liberty is also supporting events in Milwaukee the day before the debate at the Pfister Hotel. Moms for Liberty co-founder Bridget Ziegler said she will provide training for about 80 to 100 conservative school board members and others interested in learning about school boards. Ziegler now works for the Leadership Institute, which is organizing the event. The Leadership Institute has also advertised on an August 22nd Milwaukee event with Riley Gaines, a former collegiate swimmer who has built a platform opposing trans athletes. Ziegler said the organization was not releasing location of the event for security purposes. Moms for Liberty events in other states have drawn protests. Milwaukeeans have already begun opposing the group's plans. Here's a quote from the MTEA, Milwaukee Teachers Education Association. Groups like Moms for Liberty are not welcome in Milwaukee. Any venue that decides to host Moms for Liberty will hear from MTEA. Initially believing the August 22nd event to be at St. Kate, the arts hotel there, there were calls to the hotel to boot the group. A spokesperson for Marcus Corporation, which owns St. Kate and the Pfister, said the group was never scheduled to be at St. Kate, but will be at the Pfister. So, Moms for Liberty, man, setting up camp. You know, what do they do? Well, what is Moms for Liberty, Crudy? Maybe you're asking. Well, here's what they say.
What is Moms for Liberty, Dom?
Founded in 2021 by Ziegler Justice and another former Florida school board member who opposed COVID protocols in schools and have since pursued a range of school policies under the umbrella they call parental rights. Quote, our founders are on a mission to stoke the fires of liberty. As former school board members, they witnessed how short-sighted and destructive policies directly hurt children and families. Now they are using their firsthand knowledge and expert experience to unite parents who are ready to fight those that stand in the way of liberty. With chapters now spanning the country, members have worked to ban books from school libraries, oppose diversity and equity efforts in schools, limit social-emotional learning, and spread, quote, hateful imagery and rhetoric against the LGBTQ community, according to the Southern Poverty Law Center, which tracks hate and anti-government extremist groups.
With the track record like that, you think Derek Van Orden will be part of their event?
Right? In Florida, the group advocated for the law known as Don't Say Gay, successfully pushing to prohibit classroom instruction on gender identity and sexual orientation through high school in the state. So apparently Moms for Liberty have 11 chapters in Wisconsin counties, Kenosha, Marathon, Milwaukee, Ozaukee, Polk, Rock, St. Croix, Vilas, Washington, Winnebago, and Wood. Justice said all the chapters are active, though they operate in different levels. Said many members in Wisconsin have focused on sex education curriculum. Sometimes wins look like getting a worksheet out of a classroom. Scarlett Johnson, who caught national attention when she tried and failed to recall Mequon Thiensville school board members, chairs the Ozaukee County chapter. Apparently, they have about 50,000 followers on social media, where she regularly disparages trans students and teachers in Wisconsin and beyond, drawing millions of viewers. And these are the nice ones. You know what I mean? This is Moms for Liberty. This isn't even like the Oath Keepers or the Proud Boys or the Patriot Front or the KKK or whatever local chapter, whatever Nazi affiliation there is out there. No, no. This is Moms for Liberty. But don't say gay. Don't talk about sex. They're here. They're going to be here next week. They're doing seminars. Welcome to Milwaukee. Not.
I don't want to join a cult.
You have to join the cult.
I don't want to join a cult. It feels a little cult-like. You know who else will be here? Broadcast star of Righty Whitey Talk Radio, Clay Travis, Dom. And I think he's invited Rojo to appear alongside him. Come back with us. I invite you to come back for hour two of the Happier Happy Hour, counting down to a Packer preseason kickoff against the Cincinnati Bengals. WRJN, you'll be hearing it live about an hour. But
Mino and the Mayor,
with John Mino and former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
I'm gonna start working on elliptical next door here. There's a fitness room.
Yeah,
I'm starting tomorrow. I am.
The elliptical's been there for 8 weeks. John's been here for 8 weeks, and he's going to start tomorrow.
I'm starting tomorrow.
Today's the first, John. Start today.
So that's my goal, is 13 pounds in 17 days.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over, so I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
Well, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed, so I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the
ABC
Civic
News,
Media app.
I'm Mark Rem-